You are listening to Christian Audio's production of The Counselor by A.W. Tozer. This book is read by Jim Dennison. This audio recording was produced in 2016 by Christian Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Christian Audio. This edition issued by contractual arrangement with Moody Publishers. Originally published in English as The Counselor, copyright 1993, revised edition by the Moody Bible Institute of Chicago, all rights reserved. Please visit christianaudio.com, facebook.com/christianaudio, or twitter.com/christianaudio to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. Chapter 1. Whenever Jesus Christ is glorified, the Holy Spirit comes. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together, and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 6. When we come to this important scripture passage, the second chapter of Acts, I want us to consider something that is so often overlooked: the fact that whenever Jesus is glorified, the Holy Spirit comes. Contrary to what most people unintentionally assume, the important thing here was not that the Spirit had come. The important thing was that Jesus had been exalted. Now, let's summarize this chapter in Acts. Peter and all the disciples were gathered together when the day of Pentecost was fully come, and they were all with one accord in one place. Suddenly, as they were gathered, as in Acts chapter 2, verse 2, it says, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. It was not a rushing mighty wind, it was the sound of such a wind. It filled all the house where they were sitting. Little jets of fire sat upon each forehead, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak in languages. 17 nations were there and heard them speak in their own languages. The ones who could be amazed were amazed. The doubters doubted. And the questioners said, in chapter 2, verse 12, what meaneth this? Those who sat in the seat of the scornful were also present, and they said, in chapter 2, verse 13, these men are full of new wine. In chapter 2, verses 14 and 16, it says, but Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. This is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. He proceeded to tell them how Jesus of Nazareth fulfilled prophecy, and from there on, it was all about Jesus of Nazareth. In verses 32 and 33, Peter testified that this Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we are all witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he hath shed forth this which ye now see and hear. Then in verse 36, therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. So, the important thing, according to Peter, was the fact that Jesus had been exalted. Jesus himself had said on that last great day of the feast at Jerusalem, recorded in John chapter 7, verses 38 and 39, he that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this he spake of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. It's plain that the glorification of Jesus brought the Holy Spirit.